Zelim Perek Tzadik Gimel Mishir Shal Yoim for Friday. So it starts off Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh Lavesh Hashem Oiz Hazar Avtikain Tevel Baltimite. So the Malach explains that there are two different hanhagas that Hashem has in this world. Teva, and that's called Uz, which means strength, because it's constant. It's always here. There's no shinuim. There's no changes. The other hanhaga is hanhaga of Nisim. And that's called Nava, Lashon of Misgo'eh, of like uplifting this haughtiness to a degree that it's above Teva. So the Nisim are like one up, not like haughty from a bad point, but like uplifted higher than the Chukei Teva. And the Chiddush here is that even when Hashem does the lead us with Nisim, with the Nava, he does Pelas and wonders for us, he's still at the same time still running Teva. It's not like he takes off from Teva and just does Nisim. So the world will not collapse, because if Hashem didn't do the Teva, the world just going to collapse. So here you have this unique dynamic that Hashem is continuously doing the Teva even at the time that he's doing the Neflos, the wonders, and that's the Uz. That's the unbelievable strength of Hashem, that he's able to do both, that he does both at the same time. And, right, that's the Pella, the greatness of Hashem, to be able to do both together. So that's the first Pasuk of this, the Pasuk says, Oiz Hisazar, and also Geus Lavesh, both these Midas together. Now, Pasuk Beis, Nachon Kis Acha Me'az, Me'oilam Ata. And so Malam explained that Shemayim is called the Kisei of Hashem, which is the Teva, the run from Shemayim. And Hashem was masaking the world from Sheish Shemayim Abreishis, from the 6 days of creation, that set into motion the rules of Teva. But Hashem is also in this world, and he's doing the Hashkaka practice day to day in this world through the Nisim. And that's what he's referring to, the Kis Acha Me'az Me'olamata. There's this Shemayim, the Kisei and Shemayim running the world, setting the world up, and then continuously running it. Gimel, Nasu Naharos Hashem, Nasu Naharos Koilam, Yisu Naharos Dachyam. So here what the Aramaic is referring to, the Malam explains, is that from the rivers, from the Naharos, we see the Teva, that Hashem created all the water, and we also see the Nisim, because the Teva of water is to cover the whole world, but the Hashem doesn't let that happen. That's a Nes. So by looking at the water, we see the Teva, and we see the Ashkacha, and we see the Nisim, that the water is not overtaking the world. Dalid, Mikoilis Mayim Rabim Adir Mishpere Yam, Adir Bamarim Hashem. Water, and the place that breaks the water, right? Mishpere Yam, when we're breaking the water, which is the shore, the sand, the beach, that breaks the water. And there we see the Koyach of Hashem. That's the Teva, that's the Hashkacha, the water's coming, but it doesn't take over the world. So Hashem created the Mishpere Yam, and that's the strength of Hashem to create such a thing, that you have the water coming and not taking over the world. And the last pasuk, Eidai Secha Nemnu Ma'id, Levetcha Nava Kodesh, Hashem Lerechemim. So Hashem is not only in Shemayim, far away, but he's also in the Nava Kodesh, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where Hashem does the Nava. The Nava is referring to this, the Nefos, the wonderments above Teva. And the Malam explains the Kedusha is the ability to separate from Teva. So the Havdalah from Teva. Hashem is in the Kodesh, Hashem is in Midash, doing us wonders, wonders for the world. And it's not just like a once in a while, it's all the time. Hashem is constantly doing these wonders. So that's the Perek Tzadik Gimel, the Shir Shayom of Friday, which is just putting together the Teva of the world with the Nisim of the world, how it's constantly working together, and that itself is a Pella, the ability to run both the Teva and the Nisim at the same time. Shir Shayom, Friday, Perek Tzadik Gimel.